Welcome to the Finding True Health podcast, episode number 46. Are you somebody that tends to hide when the camera comes out? Do you avoid getting your picture taken? Maybe you cringe every time you see a photo of yourself. Well, if so, this is the episode for you. We are going to go over why you need to stop hiding from the camera and how you can actually get yourself to do just that. I'm excited to dive in. Just a quick reminder to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And always remember that this podcast should not be used as a substitute for getting professional, personalized care wherever needed. All right, let's dive in. Are you ready to be done with diets? Done trying to mold your body to fit unrealistic beauty standards? Do you want to create a healthy lifestyle simply to feel better and have more energy each day? Do you want to finally find food freedom? Hey, I'm Jenna, a registered dietitian nutritionist. Not long ago, I was an overwhelmed mom and struggled to make myself a priority. I hated my body and wondered how I could stop beating myself up every time I looked in the mirror. I also felt frustrated about my health and wished I could get myself to exercise consistently, eat more vegetables, eat less sugar, you know, actually do the things I knew could improve my mood and energy levels. But I kept telling myself I didn't have enough time or motivation or willpower or, well, you get the idea. But with some help from God, I was able to turn my health and life around, and I want to help you do the same. In this podcast, you'll find trustworthy nutrition information, critical mindset shifts, and actionable advice so you can feel better, fill your life with sustainable, healthy behaviors, and be confident in your own skin, no matter your size. So if you're ready to make peace with chocolate, but love your salad too, this is the podcast for you. Hello and welcome. How are you doing today? I'm doing great. It is starting to cool off even here in sunny St. George. I live in southern Utah and it's a desert and winters are actually really mild, but last week we had some cold wind and some rain and it's starting to feel like winter around here, which I don't mind. I love winter. I love the holidays. I do get a little twinge of anxiety around this time of year just because things get busy and with kids and decorating and gift buying and traveling and all the fun things that come along with the holidays. I also play the harp and I tend to get asked to play in a performance or two at Christmas time. So I'm also preparing for those. It can be a bit much sometimes, but I'm trying to focus on the things I love about it and the fun parts of this season. I do want to say though, around the holidays, really any season that feels kind of stressful, some of my routines kind of get thrown out of whack often. Some of my habits kind of get pushed aside and I'm okay with that. I create these health routines and habits for my benefit and to help my health. And if I feel like trying to stick to them is just adding stress to my life, then that's not really helping my health. So I just want to give you permission to let some things go this holiday season if needs be. On the other hand, I also know that trying to keep up with my routines, my healthy routines and habits as much as possible also gives me the energy to get through some of these stressful periods. So it's kind of a balancing act for sure. But I just want you to be gentle with yourself if things don't go exactly as planned. All right, let's dive into our topic. With the holidays coming around, we tend to take a lot of pictures. And with taking pictures, tends to bring up all sorts of thoughts and issues and things around those pictures, especially if we don't happen to be in a body that we love. In the past, I would delete any picture of myself that I felt was unflattering. I even remember photoshopping my arm in the picture we used for mine and my husband's wedding announcement because I thought it looked too big. Now I think it is such a shame that I let my insecurities control me like that. I deleted memories of special moments in my life all because I didn't like the way I looked. And really, it's all a matter of perspective, right? Now I'd probably look back at those same pictures if I hadn't deleted them and think that I looked great. Most of us tend to be so much more critical of ourselves than anyone else would be, or even our future selves would be. I know a lot of people actually who say that they look back at pictures that they once hated or were embarrassed about, and now they wish that they looked like that again. So it really is just all in our thoughts here and in our minds. My self-consciousness around photos and my body also bled into my work when I first began my business. For a while, I would only post pictures of my chest up on my social media pages or my website. I was so worried that if I posted a full body shot, that I would get some hurtful comments insinuating that I should practice what I preach, or I should take my own advice, or something along those lines. Even though I do practice what I preach from a healthy habit standpoint, I realized that I wasn't practicing what I preached about accepting my body's natural size and about my belief that women can be healthy and beautiful at all different sizes. So eventually, I finally decided that I needed to start posting more full body shots. It isn't always easy. I still sometimes worry about comments from trolls, but I decided it was more important for other women to see someone in a bigger body who is healthy and happy than it was to continue hiding from people who happen to take their anger or pain out on people online. And I recognize as I say this as well, somebody else probably would look at pictures of me and my body and say, "What are you talking about? You're in a small body. How can you think that you're in a big body? I'm what the health at every size industry calls small fat." So in a bigger body, but not a very large body. So I know that even just saying I'm in a bigger body might make some people self-conscious or upset if they're in a body that's bigger than mine. But again, this is where it all comes down to our thoughts, right? People in much smaller bodies than me also think that they are in large bodies and are embarrassed by and ashamed of their body. So the point is, the size of your body or how your body looks is really irrelevant here. So many of us, regardless of our size or how we look, are self-conscious about our bodies and judge and criticize ourselves when we look in the mirror, and especially when we see pictures of ourselves. Years ago, I made a wedding anniversary video for my parents one year, and there was one picture that I wanted to use of my mom on her wedding day, but she had a double chin because she was laughing, and I didn't think that she'd like it if I put that picture in. And this is back when I thought that there was something wrong with double chins, which I do not anymore. Some people just happen to store more fat around their chins than others. Oftentimes, having a double chin in a picture is just a matter of the angle the picture was taken at, which was the case with my mom because she was laughing. So anyway, I had just learned how to edit photos in Photoshop, and so I decided to edit out her double chin to be able to put it in the video. And later on, I was talking with a friend, and I must have just casually mentioned that I had Photoshopped my mom's double chin out. But I remember my friend getting kind of upset with me. He said something along the lines of, it felt like Photoshopping the picture was being dishonest. And I didn't really understand at the time what he was talking about, but now I get it. And now I kind of feel the same way about, say, models having their cellulite Photoshopped out and all the filters we see on social media that make it look like nobody has wrinkles and just all these things that we do through the magic of computers that take out just our natural, normal bodies and what a natural, normal, feminine body looks like. So I often think back on that conversation, and now I am super careful to try to be as honest as possible in my pictures. And that's not to say that I'm posting a bunch of pictures that I just hate of myself online, but I definitely refuse to do any Photoshopping. I don't use any filters. I just try to be as real as possible on camera. So let's get to this idea of hiding from the camera, of just not wanting your picture to be taken, of being so embarrassed about your body that you don't want it captured in any photograph. So I have three kind of tips that will hopefully help you to stop hiding from that camera. The first one is to think of your posterity. My father-in-law died in his early 50s from ALS, which is often known as Lou Gehrig's disease. And for his funeral, I made a slideshow of his life with some different pictures and video clips. And I'm so thankful that I had lots of pictures of him with my kids, playing with his grandkids, just at different phases of his life. You know, he didn't look like a supermodel in these pictures. He looked like an average guy. His teeth weren't perfectly straight. He had wrinkles, and then he was heavier in some pictures than in others at different times in his life, but he didn't seem to care. He didn't run away when I pulled out my phone and wanted to take a picture of something he was doing with my kids. He never looked back through pictures that I'd taken and commented on how crooked his teeth were, how that picture that I took was unflattering. He was always more than happy to have his picture taken. And I'm so grateful that I have those photos. I've heard of people whose parents hated the camera and never let themselves be photographed, and they have no memories captured of their parents, or very few. So if it helps, just think of your kids, think of your posterity, think of how you want them to see you at different moments of your life, and they aren't going to be judging your body when they're looking at those moments. They're going to be remembering the cherished times they had with you and your qualities and all you did for them. They're going to be seeing you as a person, not as just a body. Now, I'm usually the one behind the camera because I'm generally the picture taker in the family. So unless I ask my husband to take a picture of me, then I'm not in very many pictures at family events, unless my sisters or somebody else are taking pictures as well. And to be honest, normally I'm totally fine with that because, again, I tend to be very critical of how I look in pictures. But every now and again, I think about my father-in-law's funeral video. I think of how I want my kids to remember that I was at these events with them. And I want them to see how I looked throughout the years and to be able to remember me at different moments. And I also really want my daughters in particular to see me having fun and being happy, no matter what my body size was. So I have to make a pointed effort to ask my husband sometimes, will you take a picture of me with the kids or take a picture of me at this event? Which again, is kind of uncomfortable. I don't always love, but I think it is so important. And hopefully my kids appreciate that someday, that I made that effort. Okay, the second tip I want to give is to stop criticizing yourself in photos in general. I know this can be hard, but this really only makes it harder to want to take photos in the future if you're constantly looking at pictures of yourself in the past and criticizing your body, how you looked. All we're doing when we do that is training our brain to hate being in photos. Because who would want to be in a picture if you know that later on you're going to be beating yourself up about how you looked in that picture? I want you to think of a time that you saw something so amazing and beautiful, maybe something in nature, a sunset or a beautiful mountainscape and lakes or a butterfly, just something that took your, the beauty just took your breath away, and you wanted to capture it in a picture. So you take a picture and you look at it and you think, that picture did not give this beautiful image justice. It's hard to capture everything that that moment entailed. You can't capture the feeling and the cool breeze and the smells and the sounds. It's just impossible to truly capture everything about a moment in a picture. Now I want you to think about a time that you were photographed and you didn't like the picture. I can remember distinctly one at my father-in-law's funeral, a picture that somebody else had taken that I felt was extremely unflattering. I had kind of a funny look on my face. I did not like how my body looked in the picture. And every time I looked at that picture, I just focused on my body, my face, how much I did not like how I looked. But now as I look at that picture, I have tried to retrain my brain to not focus on those things, to focus on the people I'm surrounded by, to focus on what I was feeling, how I was remembering my father-in-law, my kids and what they were thinking and feeling. That photograph captured a memory. Even though it was a sad memory, it was an important one in my life and in my kids' lives and my husband's life. And the fact that I was just simply focusing on what my body looked like is so sad. It was completely distracting me from the beauty of that moment and that photograph. Remember, your body is just a vehicle for your spirit, for you. You are so much more than your body, and no photograph can capture the beauty of who you are as a person, the lives you touch, the person that you are. Just like pictures cannot do the beauty of a sunset justice, they cannot do the beauty that is you justice. So again, next time you're looking at a picture and maybe you're tempted to judge how you look or criticize yourself, try and remember the moment that was captured in that picture. What was going on in the moment, and what are the beautiful parts about yourself that that picture could not capture? All right, and then my third tip is to redefine beauty for yourself. beauty is all in our thoughts. It's funny how we've just kind of let society teach us and convince us all what is beautiful and what is not. I mean, what if double chins were a sign of beauty in our culture? What if bigger bodies were portrayed as being just as desirable as small ones? What if wrinkles were the sexy new thing, and instead of getting Botox, everyone was out getting shots that gave them even more wrinkles? What if your definition of beauty matched exactly the way you look right now? And better yet, what if there were as many different definitions of beauty as there were women on the earth? We really don't have to have just one super narrow definition of what beauty is. We can, and I know this takes practice, and I know this is not easy, but we can just decide that we're beautiful. And when we look at the picture and our brain says, oh, you don't look so good, we can retrain our brain and say, actually, I look really great in that picture. Actually, that is what beautiful is right there. Now, I've talked about this in other episodes. I personally just like to focus on the function of my body, the fact that my body is an instrument, not an ornament. But I also don't think that there's anything wrong in trying to think thoughts that help us feel beautiful as well. And again, in just deciding that you are beautiful. I think most women want to feel attractive. And I encourage women to allow thoughts that help them feel attractive whenever they want. So let's just quickly go over those three tips one more time. If you're having a hard time wanting to be photographed, first of all, think of your posterity. Think of your kids, your grandkids, people that are going to want to have those memories of you. Number two, stop criticizing yourself in past photos. Try and come up with new narratives around the picture. Think of the moment you were in, what you were doing, who you were with. Think about all that picture could not capture as far as you as a person. And number three, redefine beauty for yourself. You can decide that actually, I do look really good in that picture. My brain is just confused right now. It's been trained one way, and you can train it to redefine beauty for yourself. I also want to, as we conclude here, I want to remind you that everyone has unflattering photos taken of themselves. Like I mentioned earlier, so much of what we see in media, including social media, has been filtered or edited, or only the best of the 10 pictures that were taken, only the most flattering one was chosen to post. I've actually seen some before editing shots of supermodels on shoots, and trust me, they look a lot more like normal, average women than those edited shots make them out to be. So much of what we see in media just is not reality. So I hope that this episode helped. As we come up on these holidays, these special moments, I hope you make a point to get out in front of the camera, to allow yourself to be photographed, to remember what's truly important, and to just be kind and gentle with yourself. All right, friend, thank you so much for joining me today. I will talk to you next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Hey, real quick before you go, if you found this episode helpful in any way, would you do me a huge favor and take just a minute or two to leave me a rating and review? It really helps the show get found by more people, and it just lights me up to know that the show is helping someone out there and that I should continue putting out more episodes. Thank you so much.